Hi, everybody. This is Benjamin from Sports Tech X. Today, I have the pleasure to talk to Asaf from Pico. Pico is building fan engagement and one-on-one relationships between sports teams, brands, and fans. Very cool. Very nice. I'm super curious what you're going to tell me today. So first of all, Asaf, hi.
Hey, Benjamin. How are you?
I'm very good. I would suggest that we start with the first question right away. My listeners are interested in who you are as a person, so maybe you can share a bit what you've done in the past and what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so as you said, my name is Asaf, and I'm one of the co-founders of Pico. I'm 34 years old, married. I have one three years old kid and one baby girl on the way. Supposed to come in September. Yeah. So I don't sleep. I don't sleep that much. That's what you can learn from that. I live in Haifa, Israel, traveling a lot because of our international offices. I surf. So I like sun and I like the beach. I am a 10 years, almost 10 years entrepreneur. I've done some regular business venturing before. I used to own a very big bar in my hometown here in Haifa. So for 8 years, I actually ran like a real business, not a startup. And in the last 4 years, I'm being full time at Pico.
Nice. What was the name of the bar? I'm curious. Random question.
Yeah. So its name was Barkey. It actually still exists. Me and one of the other co-founders, we left it when Pico started to grow, and it's still alive. Mm-hmm. And Barkey is a nickname for a bartender in New York City. So we named it after. It has like a nice logo combination of a dog and a bartender. We call it Barkey.
So whenever some of our listeners are in Haifa, they should go to Barkey.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Awesome. So let's switch the focus a bit away from Barkey and a bit towards Pico. Which problem is it actually that you're solving?
Oh, so it's a good question. So what we have realized is that the way fan communicate has evolved in the last decade. And you know, fans today, they want to be part of the team's experience and part of the team's story. And most importantly, they want their voice to be heard. And from the team side, teams now realize that the investment they've made in website and mobile apps and email newsletters, this doesn't really convert into real revenue. So one of the reasons is because fans are unique. Each fan is unique. And unique fans doesn't appreciate generic interactions. And the challenge is how do you actually create an intimate or a personalized experience with the fans of your team?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is definitely my next question. How do you make that happen? And what do you think is so special about your solution?
So the way we solve it is that we built a SaaS platform for the personalized fan communication platform. And we actually help sports teams to shift from the one-to-many approach they're having now into a one-to-one conversation strategy. That actually means that we are communicating and activating the fans on the channels the fan prefers. So we don't go and ask them to download any app or change anything in their behavior. And I think that's one of our biggest differentiator, that in terms of implementation and in terms of communicating, we are not interfering, or maybe interfering is not the right word, but we are not educating the fans to do anything new. We are just leveraging the communication that they are having with the teams on all the different channels and social channels.
And can you give some examples which channels you're using and which one you prefer?
Yeah, so we ideally we just fit into your digital strategy of the team. And we help the team create what we call activation bots, which is lead generating bots. It's not the kind of open conversation bots everybody knows of, which is very, you know, a buzzword these days. It's not about just communicating with a machine. These are closed conversation type of bots that activates and make the fan more engaged with the team and also help us get to know about the fans better and their preferences. The idea is that these bots are alive on every social network. So it could be over Facebook and Facebook Messenger, on Twitter and Twitter direct messaging. If you are a team that is interested in voice activation, so we can integrate inside your Alexa skill or your Google Home actions, we can basically be part of any type of digital activation or activity you have.
Very nice. And I can imagine that it's not always easy and there it comes, goes along with some challenges. What's the hardest part in this process? Is it to make sure that your solutions run on all these platforms, or is it maybe something else?
So I think one of the good things is that whenever we speak with teams and show them our solution, the responses are usually positive because everybody has the same problem. Every team has spent tons of money on social. They don't really know how to monetize that. So the pain is real. We didn't made up the problem. What's sometimes challenging is first that we are spread across the entire Israeli, European, and US market, which is different time zones, different type of cultural behavior, both with our teams and with our local employees at every office. Some teams are faster than other, or let's say easily adopting new technologies than others. Some teams are more old-fashioned, so they don't really want to use new tools, or it takes a long time for them to use new tools. But frankly, we were fortunate enough to tie up with the greatest set of portfolio partners who help us grow and extend, and the team we are working with are super, super excited about it, and we are tackling new team every day.
Very cool, and that's also a very good bridge to my next question. I was going to ask you about some metrics or success stories that you can share. Maybe you can give one or two examples of what you've done in the past.
Yeah, so I'm able to say in high level, I can't, say real figures of specific teams because this is obviously internal confidential knowledge, but I can say that in high level, across all the almost 50 accounts we are working with, we were able to provide almost 2x return on investment in our product. So basically for every dollar a team or a brand invested in our solution, he got $2 back from the communication and from the offering we're able to provide. And whenever we are using the communication as part of offering teams, fans unique offers, we received more than 30% click-through rate on these offers. So this is almost 6 times higher than the industry standards of call to actions and click-through rates.
Yeah, very good numbers, and especially the first one with 2x the revenue. I think that also sets you apart a bit from many other startups, especially in the sports tech world, because you have a proven track record of making something happen, which is tangible. So yeah, very impressive.
I think one of our main value proposition to a team is that we will help you make more revenue, generate more revenue with this personal communication. And the bottom line for us is that personal communication works. If you are changing your state of mind from just doing promotional, which are wide, and you hope that someone will catch it in the margins, we help you target and make the communication very personalized for the specific fans with specific targeting and specific preferences. And it actually works. So we always commit for a full ROI on our product, and we build the process with our clients in a way that the ROI is guaranteed. Because, one thing we know sports team doesn't like is that they doesn't like to pay. Or, it's not easy to get their money. They have a lot of options and a lot of availabilities.
I can imagine they love you if you guarantee that ROI, if you're that confident. So, they must be happy clients.
Yeah, they are.
Good. All right. That makes me curious what's coming up in the next couple of months. Is there anything in your pipeline that you can mention already?
We just launched yesterday a new campaign with the EuroLeague Basketball, which is fun. This is the first time we're doing something on a league level outside of Israel. We've done something with leagues in Israel, but now it's the first big official European league we are working with. We're also making our first steps into the broadcasting market. We are now launching activations through Telemundo, which is the Latin America TV channel for NBC Studios. And they're now doing activations over the Latin Billboard Award ceremony in Las Vegas, also using our technology to engage and communicate directly with fans. We are fast growing in the US and in the professional leagues across the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, the MLB. Can't share new names yet. It's still, in the pipeline. But we definitely see massive growth across all different markets we operate in.
Very cool. And sounds like you're a very busy man. So thanks again for being part in the podcast.
Not as busy as I said.
All right. Good. It's all about delegation and having the right people, I guess.
Yeah.
Anything else we should know about you that we did not cover yet?
That's a good question. I think our company is unique in our approach. So we're really into simplifying things for our clients. So I think one of the things our clients really happy about us with us is that in terms of the way we deliver the data, and the way we deliver the actionable items, we really help them digest everything. And instead of showing huge dashboards with 20,000 different data sources we can provide, we just make them understand what the most important is, what's the most important metric or what's the most important data is. And we help them actually leverage this data to better revenue generating. And I think that's our biggest strength as a company. We don't over complex. We don't make things over complicated.
I'm sure that's highly appreciated, especially in these days where you have more and more data sets and there's a tendency to lose the overview about them. Yeah. So another good aspect, I think. All right. I think we've painted a good picture about what Pico did and is going to do in the future. One last question about yourself and your way of working. Do you have a productivity hack that you use and that has been successful for you?
That's a very good question. So this is actually, being very honest, this is something we're always building. Because it's not always about the productivity. For us, it's a lot about communication and an open stream of communication, because we are really spread in different time zones and different places. I'm a huge fan of Google products. So we are using a Google Chat, as a company's communication platform like Slack. So we just use Google Chat. We try to make stand-ups and meetings internally very, very short. And so we won't get into a 4-hour session. Like if we have a sales updates, it will be 30 minutes. Unless there is something very urgent or something we need to discuss, but we try to keep it as low as possible, lowering down the overhead of, over-talking about things. And we run fast and we sometimes break things and then we fix them. So don't be afraid of breaking things. That's part of the process.
Nice. And the first part goes along well with the recent leak of Elon Musk's email to his employees, where he said that it's not rude to walk out of meeting if you have the feeling that you cannot contribute. Sounds a bit like what you just described.
Yeah, definitely. And I also think that as a company, we try to have an open door policy in which everyone could say anything. There's no ego, there's no... Sometimes people get insulted, but it's very rare. We try not to. also cultural thing sometimes. But the idea is that you can say anything, you can cut anything, and if something doesn't make sense, raise the flag. We're not looking for yes mans. We always talk like openly and communicate openly.
Sounds like a good place to work at. Are you hiring at the moment? In case somebody's interested.
Hiring. We can always look at our website and see what openings do we have.
Okay, perfect. Asaf, that's it for today. Thank you very much, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you, Benjamin. It's been a pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.